It's incredibly important to teach your children about finances, and there's a progression in the training process. It starts with allowances, but it goes on to help them set up their own budget.
Welcome to another edition of Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Last week and this week, we were touching on a very important topic, how to raise your child to be financially mature. And it starts as early as, well, Dr. Barnes, in your experience, as early as 5 years old?
Well, in our house, it started early. In our house, we started an allowance at 5 years old with 10 dimes. It probably actually starts a little earlier than that when you're teaching them that money is how you get from here to here. No, you can't just pull that candy bar off the aisle as we're walking down. We have to pay for that. And that's why we're not getting that right now. We're in a budget teaching that. You don't learn these lessons till you're about 25. That life doesn't revolve around me and I have to live within a budget. Mm-hmm. But if we don't teach them, then we begin at 25 rather than kind of, I get it. Okay. Yep. And I'm actually comfortable. My credit card bill came in zero or came in. I can write the whole thing and I'm on my debit card instead now and it's all balancing out. I'm actually paying $30 ahead a month on my car payment or whatever it is and you're getting it and you feel good about yourself. It's a long process of parents cheering. But I think we've spent over a week talking about allowance and then there's a progression time and the progression time and everybody has to start it different. And we started at different ages for each of our kids, and that was putting our children in an envelope system. Rosemary spent one summer, and it was different with each child, started with our oldest, our daughter, to see kind of the things that she bought for Tori. And she bought for Tori things like shampoo and all the things, you know, contact lens stuff and feminine products, everything she bought. And she kind of made a list and would look down the grocery list and highlight. And it takes extra time to do this. There's no doubt about it. And there were times when Rosemary would say, I don't have time. Can you just, Bob, can you just go through this and highlight the things that are for Tori? And I'm sitting at the counter saying, well, I don't even know what this was. What was it? But what we were looking at is, what does it cost? Mm-hmm. What does it cost? And then as we did that, we slowly thought through. In Tori's case, it was 7 envelopes. In Roby's case, it was 5 envelopes. So 3 years later, what do we buy for Tori from shampoo on? And in that, what does she come and say, everybody after youth group's going to get a soda when she was, you know, in 10th grade. Can I just go over there to the Nibble Nook and get a soda afterwards or wherever? And Dad, you have a couple bucks. Whatever it is, however you do that, and an entertainment envelope and a clothing envelope, and there would never be enough in that she'd have to save. Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of the 15th, when I got paid, the money that would really be budgeted in the grocery fund or the entertainment container started going to her envelopes. And she, a couple of times early on, said, there's not enough in here. I can't do all these things. And I said, bring
Welcome
me receipts.
Welcome to the real
world.
Yeah,
bring me receipts. If you can bring me receipts and justify that. That particular child chose never to bring receipts. And so it didn't change a whole lot. Each summer we would negotiate and we would watch her take from this envelope to put in that envelope. And we'd watch her take from the go with the youth and get a soda or milkshake envelope and put in the clothing envelope. And we'd watch her try to agonize through her envelopes until she kind of got it and it worked. And we'd watch her take babysitting money and put it in the envelopes. That's kind of what it's all about. How many kids go off to college and have no idea? But we watched some interesting things. Tori has beautiful hair. And she had convinced Rosemary when it was coming out of Rosemary's envelopes early on that there was kind of just one shampoo that she could use on her beautiful hair that came in a small little bottle with a payment envelope. That it was unbelievable how much that, to me anyway, to me. I used generic nothing. But when it was Tori's, it was very interesting. When it came out of Tori's envelope, she would go with Rosemary to Sam's Club and get a gallon of generic nothing because it's now her money. It was interesting watching how everything changed. But just putting them in the system, and there may be times you somewhat violate the system if you want. Once you've got it down, though, and I remember a couple of times when I wrote a series of newspaper articles for a national magazine, I didn't expect to get a check, and I got a check, and it wasn't a big check. To me, it was a big check. It was a $500 check. And I, you know, I took $200 and paid down more on the car. I took $100 to spend, and I gave $100 to Rosemary and $50 to each of the kids and said, what? And they were just in shock. What are you supposed to do with it? Whatever you want. Put it in your envelopes. I don't care where you put it. It was a check I didn't expect that came out of nowhere. Awesome. So we're going to split it. Yes. But get them in some kind of a system, and marked envelopes helps do that.
Yeah, that's a big Dave Ramsey way of also managing money. And I know Crown Financial, Larry Burkett, using envelopes and having them organized and stuff like that. And it takes a lot of work to do it. I mean, you got to sit down, organize yourself so that you can make sure that the allowance comes out on the same day or at least every other Friday or every Friday. I think we got $1 and then it moved up to about $5 a week when I was younger, and it was always for candy. But then what did you do with the candy?
You gave it away.
The bazooka gums were just amazing. Ooh, so yeah, and the lollipops. But then as you say older, then we had to practice. Okay, now we're going to start your own budget. So you're going to buy all your toiletries, and this is how you write the budget. I remember my dad sitting down, writing it down out. And we didn't use so much envelopes, but he wrote it down on a piece of paper. He says, okay, now we're going to open up a bank account. You're going to have all that money in your bank account. This is how you're going to balance your checkbook. And I remember learning a budget in school, but it didn't click. I learned it better when my dad taught me. And then he said, this is real life. This is the actual shampoo cost that you're going to buy. And then writing it out on a piece of paper, and I'd follow that piece of paper every week or month.
Well, I think what your dad did is he gave you the gifted program. That is exactly what we did in high school. Mm-hmm. We launched in high school into using a debit card at some point. After each child, and it was, again, it's different with different kids, figured out their envelopes, mm-hmm, and figured out how to stay within the envelopes and figured out how to have a savings envelope and the miscellaneous envelope. Well, what's the miscellaneous envelope for? I got to tell you, the miscellaneous is when you didn't see it coming. You really didn't see it coming. And then the senior year, because there's proms and there's this and that, and here's the money for your senior year.
So you can't, that miscellaneous
you
envelope.
Can't do everything. Yes. We're going to get an email this week. How much did you give them? And that's not the issue, mm-hmm, because all of us make a different amount of money. Mm-hmm. And what it really is it's not how much you give them. It's how much you stay with a plan to teach them a plan. And so that when they launch, I want to launch them successfully. And I want to launch them knowing I did this. Whether they follow it or not is their business. And mm-hmm, one of them followed it to a T and one of them strayed a little freshman year of college. And that's okay. We got back on track. Mm-hmm. But you only learn by having responsibility. You only learn by experiencing success and failure. You only learn by all of a sudden it's the 17th of the month and you're out of everything because of poor decisions and lack of impulse control, and you've got to go all the way. And mom, is it okay if I make my lunch using the stuff in here? Yes, it is okay that you make your lunch. And you know, the grace there, but not popping more money in their envelope. You only learn by feeling this. And so getting them in a plan, going from allowance to some system. The envelope system shows them exactly what things are for, mm-hmm, and placing the money that you would have spent anyway. And for somebody to say, well, how much do you put in these envelopes? Answer that yourself. As you spent the summer going through, what do you normally pay for things and stuff and school supplies and other things like that? And if I'm paying for my own school supplies, chances are I won't leave my school supplies all over the school. Mm. I'll think through a little more because I got to go back to my envelopes to get the school supplies. Setting them up to win, not today. And that's a key, mm-hmm, setting them up to win as adults, so they're not calling and saying, I'm in trouble, can you help me? It requires a plan, and it necessitates tears. There will be a lot of tears from your very emotional, and I'm going to risk here with you sitting in the room, female child who's devastated that they're out of money.
Yes, yeah. But as you say, pain is a big teacher also. Mm. So we have to give, but you have to relinquish control then also as a parent. Okay, if I'm gonna give this child a budget to work with, then I really have to let them make those poor decisions. You know, if they're going to spend more on that shampoo, I have to let them do it, even if it's for several months or permanently, because that's their choice, but they're going to have to cut somewhere else.
It's the most amazing thing. When my daughter was in high school, there were socks that girls could buy that had the initials. It was EG or EJ's on the bottom of it was on the heel. On the heel. You can't even see it. And they were very cool. It wasn't even the Nike swoosh on the top. Mm-hmm. And I maybe it was where you could see it, but it was so little it was ridiculous. And you paid so much more for those socks. And she desperately wanted those socks. And I remember we were going shopping. She needed socks. And it seems to me this was an extra, and I chose to buy socks for her, but she wanted those socks. And me saying to her, here's what socks cost. Here's what these socks cost with the initials on them. You pay the extra and you can have these socks. Tell me what the difference is. They kind of feel the same and they're both white.
Right.
So tell me what the difference is. And her paying the extra, and she paid the extra. And I remember finding her a week or so later, fighting back the tears that she'd made that decision, and me wanting to rescue the moment because I'm a dad and this is my daughter,
right.
And having to hold myself back. But seeing that pain has made her a better person today.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a system, and when they stray from the system, you have to let them feel the pain. Failure now is rescuing them from failure as adults. Let them feel it.
Especially when they're on their own.
Yes.
I know that a lot of parents also feel like, I need to provide for my children, and I just, all their needs and many of their wants should be met, and they don't like to see their children going through the agony of spending more and all that. Can you speak to parents about that?
Well, there's two
things. How do you deal with that?
Well, there's two things here. First of all, we don't like to see them go without some of the things that everybody, quote, everybody else has. I question
right.
whose self-esteem is here. Is it dad's self-esteem
Ouch.
Because he wants to buy his daughter jewelry he shouldn't be buying her? Save that for her husband. Don't rob him. There's a lot of little girls that got married, and it'll take that man, that new husband, 30 years to catch back up to that standard of living.
Dad,
and he's just robbed that boy, maybe subconsciously, intentionally, I don't know.
Never thought about that.
And so, you know, I'm questioning whose self-esteem. And I remember this a little bit. I remember when Tori was a senior in high school and kept coming home telling me the next girl whose dad bought them a car. You know, Elizabeth's dad just bought her this. Wow, Dad, it's really a nice and so-and-so and so-and-so. And I had a weekend where my self-esteem almost caved.
Mm.
And I have a friend who's a car dealer.
So you had the hookups too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Bill Kelly Chevrolet was around then.
Mm.
And getting ready, and Rosemary, awesome. She said, What are you doing with that car brochure? And I said, you know, I'm thinking about buying her one of those little teeny Chevy things. And she said, what are you doing? She said it kinder than this, but this is how I heard it. You're not buying that for her. You're buying that for you for her. And don't do that for her. You have spent this whole time with this basic philosophy. Get to college, do what you need to do, and I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I will help you at college after your freshman year. I will help you buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
But not now. She's driving my car. Well, Rosemary, it also hurts me that there are days when you don't have a car. I'm not the one asking. You're the one wanting to go buy her a car.
Mm.
It was a great moment. I think there is that parent whose their self-esteem is intact in the materialism they drape their children with.
The keeping up with the Joneses.
Yep. Yeah.
Powerful.
Yes. Get out of there. Get out of there. And that's one of the questions you asked. What was the other part of that thought you had?
Well, just the agony that the kids go through, and you just don't like to watch them go through that.
Is it real agony? I'm not sure it's real agony. You know, when my son was down at that orphanage in Haiti 2 weeks ago and watching, that was real agony. No clothes. Watching these children in this orphanage go to the bathroom in a bucket because there was no plumbing. Watching all 20 plus of these children sleeping on a floor because there were no beds, which, by the way, his church this weekend bought beds for every child.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. They're
awesome.
having a heyday. In this economy, a well will be there. And anybody that's listening ought to be involved in that. So let's really think about what agony is. Agony is this. When I watch my children on a soccer field run for all their worth and spending their little legs and little lungs and coming back just exhausted and playing their heart out, and you know, this was good. They worked out their body. They gave it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same emotionally when they give it all. This was good. And even whether my son won or lost the game, this was good. You spent yourself. Even whether they win or lose here, they spend themselves now in the pain of not getting everything they want for the practice of growing up and realizing life doesn't give you everything you want, but your Father, your Heavenly Father, knows about this, and He knows the plans He has for you and their plans to bless you. And part of blessing is the training. So no, don't give them everything they want. So you're preparing them for their 20s. Otherwise, you're setting them up for their 20s to absolutely fail. Train them up in the way they should go so that when they're old, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They learn it, and they'll succeed because they'll spend their life trusting God. We've been spending last week, and we'll spend this week, talking about helping your children be financially responsible and accountable. If you don't, they'll have to start learning in their 20s. Those failures are enormous.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want more on this topic, a majority of it comes from the book Ready for Responsibility. You can get that on Sheridan House Family Ministries' website, and all the proceeds go to help the ministry. It's online at shfm.org. And if you want to pose a question, interact with us, hear this broadcast all over again, or sign up for the daily parenting blog, you can do that online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. So hope you join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.